Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlund here. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Today, we're talking about faithfulness is not what most people think it is. It says in Luke 16:10, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." And we know as believers that being faithful is important. And my understanding of faithfulness is that, at least has been for most of my Christian life, is that faithfulness is consistency. It's showing up when you don't feel like showing up. And that, by the way, that's really important. In the journey of influence, the journey of leadership, the journey of making a difference, we do need to be faithful. Matter of fact, one of the differences between successful and non-successful people is successful people learn how to do what they need to do even when they don't feel like it. Whereas non-successful people don't learn how to do what they don't feel like doing. And it is, it's vital that that's so important. But I want to remind you that the kingdom of God is not moved forward by good conduct, it's moved forward by good beliefs. Some of you, that may not even be a reminder, that may be a revelation. The old covenant was moved forward by good conduct. The new covenant is moved forward by good beliefs. Just study Galatians 3, 1 through 5 to get an understanding of how important that is. And actually, the whole book of Galatians is such a great teaching on that the new covenant is moved forward by good beliefs. The question of the hour is not, "Lord, tell me," or "Lord, what should I do?" The question is, "Lord, what should I believe?" But let's just say again, learning how to do what we don't feel like doing and doing that consistently is a major thing for influencers. But let's take it a step higher. Years ago, I had the thought, wow, if I could do something great for God, I can't wait until I can do something great for God. And He basically said this to me. He said, "Steve, instead of trying to do something great, why don't you do what you're doing right now with great faith? Why don't you do what you're doing right now with great faith? Because if you do it with great faith, it will become a great thing." And I had this attitude that I was doing things more out of duty than I was in faith. And I believe that so much of what we call faithfulness is really just that. It's just doing it out of duty. I'm faithful. I'm in church this Sunday. I'm faithful. I'm fulfilling my ministry. I'm faithful. I'm giving again. Well, here's the revelation. Faithfulness is not just doing something. It's not just showing up. It's how you think when you show up. Faithfulness literally is to be full of faith. That means in what you're doing, you're full of faith while you're doing it. And I believe faithfulness is more how we think than what we do. And in this teaching today, I just want to just release over you breakthrough in how you think when you show up, how you think when you get up in the morning, how you think when you minister, how you think when you're doing the normal things of the day. The key is learning how to release great faith in those things. So my question for you today is, are you releasing faith in the quote-unquote normal things that you do in life? If you learn to do it and you consistently do it, you truly are faithful, and you truly are going to do great things now, which is going to open tremendous doors into your future. of greater opportunity. Hey, bless you. Look forward to you coming and listening to another one of our podcasts in the future.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.